الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين كالمبتدعة والمشركين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه أما بعد continuing with the tafsir of تفسير سورة البقرة reading from the tafsir of العلامة السعدي رحمه الله تعالى and we've reached the saying of Allah تبارك وتعالى And Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Those who believe in the unseen. Sa'di said, ثُمَّ وَصَفَ الْمُتَّقِينَ بِالْعَقَائِدِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ الْبَاطِنَةِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ الظَّاهِرَةِ لِتَدَمَّنِ التَّقْوَى لِذَلِكِ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the pious people, the righteous. Because remember, Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين ألف لام ميم This book about which there is no doubt a guidance for the pious the righteous those who have a taqwa So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He went on to describe the pious individuals with certain beliefs and actions of the heart and limbs because this also falls under piety This also falls under what? It falls under at-taqwa. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Those who believe in the unseen. وَحَقِيقَةَ الْإِيمَانِ هُوَ التَّسْدِيقِ التَّامِ بِمَا أَخْبَرَتْ بِهِ الرُّسُلِ الْمُتَدَمِّنْ لِانْقِيَادِ الْجَوَارِحِ The reality of iman, faith, is total affirmation and belief of everything that the prophets and messengers informed of. So al-iman, is total affirmation and belief of everything that the messengers informed of, which necessitates submittance of the limbs. Naam, which also involves the submittance of the limbs, al-jawarih. And then al-Sa'di mentioned, al-Allama al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he mentions a very important point. He said, لَيْسَ شَأْنُ فِي الْإِيمَانِ بِالْأَشْيَاءِ الْمُشَاهَدَ بِالْحِسِ He said, as it pertains to al-Iman, faith does not only involve believing in what you can visibly see with the eye or you can perceive with your senses. So faith, Iman, does not only involve to believe what you see with your eye or what you can perceive with your senses. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَتَمَيَّزْ بِهَا الْمُسْلِمْ مِنَ الْكَافِرِ Because, for verily, in this affair, There is no distinction between the disbeliever and the believer. Because the disbeliever will believe in what he can see. إِنَّمَا الشَّأْنُ فِي الْإِيمَانِ بِالْغَيْبِ Rather, what really matters is what? Is believing in the unseen. Believing in the unseen. That is what really matters. That is the crucial factor. الَّذِي لَمْ نَرَهُ وَلَمْ نُشَاهِدُهُ That which we cannot see and that which we cannot perceive. وَإِنَّمَا نُؤْمِنُ بِهِ لِخَبَرِ اللَّهِ وَخَبَرِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ And we only believe in that based upon that which Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us and that which the Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ informs us. سَوَاءٌ شَاهَدَهُ أَوْ لَمْ يُشَاهِدُهُ Whether the believer sees that or whether he does not see it. وَسَوَاءً فَهِمَهُ Whether he understands it and comprehends it, or whether he doesn't understand it. If Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informs us of something, we submit and we obey and we believe it in totality, whether we see it or not, whether we understand it or not. بخلاف الزنادق المكذبين للأمور الغيبية. And this is in opposition to the heretics, those who deny the matters of the unseen. The zanadiqa, al-mukadhibin, they deny the unseen. لأن عقولهم القاصرة المقصرة لم تهتدي إليها, because their intellects, their short-sighted intellects, cannot understand these affairs and cannot comprehend them, cannot grasp their intellects. Cannot grasp these things. فَكَذَّبُوا بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ. And they disbelieve in everything of which they do not have knowledge. فَفَسَدَتْ عُقُولُهُمْ. Their intellects on account of this were corrupted and their understanding was polluted and clouded. And at the same time, وَزَكَتْ عُقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ بِهَدْيِ اللَّهِ. At the same time, the intellects of the believers, alhamdulillah, became pure and strengthened and grew. Those individuals who believe in the unseen and who are guided by the guidance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then the Shaykh, he goes on to talk about what does it mean or what are some of the meanings of believing in the unseen. Naam, what are some of the meanings of believing in the unseen? Sa'di rahimahullah, he said, وَيَدْخُلُوا فِي الْإِيمَانِ بِالْغَيْبِ الْإِيمَانِ بِجَمِيعِ مَا أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مِنَ الْغُيُوبِ الْمَاضِيَةِ وَالْمُسْتَقْبَلَةِ. Part of belief in the unseen is to believe in everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed us of, that which transpired in the past, and likewise that which will transpire in the future, that which will happen in the future, and the states of the hereafter. So again, part of the belief in the unseen is to believe in everything that Allah Azza wa Jalla has informed us of from the past, and as it relates to future events and the states of the hereafter. And also to believe in the reality of the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is likewise from belief in the unseen. And also to believe in the kayfiyah, how. However, Al-Kayf Majhool, we do not know how, but we believe there is a how. Na'am, as Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, when the individual asked him, how did Allah Azza wa Jalla rise above his throne? Because we know, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said in his book, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, the most merciful, he rose above his throne. So a person asked Imam Malik rahimahullah, how did Allah rise above his throne? Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, al-istiwa ma'loom. Rising is known. We know the meaning of it. We affirm it for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wal-kayf majhool. How? We do not know. There is a how, but we don't know it. And we entrust knowledge of that to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And asking how is a bid'ah, is an innovation. And he expelled him from his circle. Na'am. Likewise, belief in the unseen is to believe everything that the messengers informed us of pertaining to these matters. فَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِصِفَاتِ اللَّهِ وَوُجُودِهَا. So the believers, they believe in the attributes of Allah and their existence. They are certain of ماذا? They are certain of the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even though they do not understand how. Even though they do not understand how, they are certain of the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even though they do not understand how. ثم قال, then he said, ويقيمون الصلاة. نعم. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, and they established the prayer. ويقيمون الصلاة. لم يقول, Allah عز وجل did not say that they perform the acts of the prayer. لم يقل يفعلون الصلاة. Allah Azza wa Jalla did not say that they perform the acts of the prayer. And Allah Azza wa Jalla did not say أو يأتون بالصلاة. Or they do the movements of the prayer. They just come with the prayer. They fulfill it. لماذا? Why? لأنه لا يكفي فيها مجرد الإتيان بصورتها. Because it's not just enough. It is not enough just to do the actions of the apparent actions of the prayer. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. They established the prayer. And Allah did not say, and they just performed the acts of the prayer. Or they just apparently, na'am, come with the prayer. Why? Because iqamatu salat, just doing the actions of the prayer is not sufficient. Fi iqamatu salat, iqamatuha zahiran bi itmami arkaniha wa wajibatiha wa shurutiha wa iqamatiha batinan bi iqamati ruhiha wa huzur al-qalbi fiha. Because establishment of the prayer is what? وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. And this is from the attributes of the muttaqoon, the pious, is that they establish the prayer, because establishment of the prayer means to establish it apparently by fulfilling the pillars and the obligations and the conditions. But at the same time, وَيَقَامَتُهَا بَاطِنًا, to establish the prayer inwardly with the heart, to establish the essence of the prayer. And what's the essence of the prayer? The Shaykh, he said, حضور القلب, is for the heart to be conscious, to be aware, to pay attention, to be present. Not that you just pray and you're thinking about everything else. Not that a person, he prays and he's thinking about everything else. La. That salah is naqis, no doubt. Because it lacks what? What the Shaykh, he said here, is the ruh, the essence of the prayer, the soul of the prayer, which is حضور القلب, the presence of the heart. The consciousness of the heart, that you're thinking about what you're saying, you're thinking about what you're doing, you know that you're standing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And likewise, tadabbur ma yaqulu wa yaf'aluhu minha. The slave, he thinks about what he's saying in his prayer, and likewise what he is doing. فَهَذِهِ الصَّلَاةِ هِيَ الَّتِي قَالَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا. This is the prayer about which Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرُ. That the prayer, this prayer, the one that it has its soul, its essence, حُدُورَ الْقَلْبِ, the heart is present, it's conscious of what you're saying, you think about what you're saying, you think about what you're doing. Likewise, you establish the pillars, the obligations, the conditions. That prayer, Allah Azza wa Jalla said about it, verily the prayer, meaning that prayer, na'am, it will prevent a person from illegal relations and likewise all types of evil. It will prevent a person from filth and evil. So if somebody finds after praying that they're continuously doing filth and evil, then that is a alama min al alamat, that there is a nuqsan, that there is a deficiency in the salah. Huh? So that is a clear proof that what? That there is a deficiency in the prayer. A clear proof. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ, verily the prayer that is prayed correctly, na'am, inwardly and outwardly, it prevents a person from filthy immoral acts and evil. وَهِيَ الَّتِي يَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَيْهَا الثَّوَابُ. And it is this prayer for which the individual will receive reward. فَلَا ثَوَابَ لِلْإِنسَانِ, because a person will not have any reward from his prayer except that which he is conscious of. A person will not have any reward for his prayer except that which he was conscious of. وَيَدْخُلُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَرَائِدُهَا وَنَوَافِلُهَا. And when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, and they establish the prayer, then this is referring to what? This encompasses the obligatory prayers, the five daily prayers, and likewise the supererogatory prayers. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend that which, of which we have provided them. And they spend that of which we have provided them. Ibn Abbas, he said, الرزق يعني كل ما ينتفع به. Ibn Abbas, he said that الرزق, sustenance, is everything that a person benefits from. الرزق is كل ما ينتفع به. Everything that a person benefits from. So that is why a person's children, they're considered to be risk. Na'am. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And that they spend of that which we have given them, that which we have provided them with. يدخل فيها النفقات الواجبة. This encompasses the obligatory spending, like a zakat. نعم, the believers, the muttaqun, they give their zakat. They give their zakat al-mal as it pertains to their wealth. And likewise, they give a zakat al-fitr. نعم. And also, النفقات الواجبة. والنفق على الزوجات. Spending and supporting your wife, that's wajib. That is a sign of the muttaqun, that they support their wives. A sign of the muttaqun is what? وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. That they spend of what we have provided them. They spend, they give their zakat. نعم, and likewise, they take care of their obligations, like providing for their wives and their children and their relatives. And other than that, also Sa'di, he said, this also encompasses وَالنَّفَقَاتَ الْمُسْتَحَبَّةِ بِجَمِيعِ طُرُقِ الْخَيْرِ. This also includes all types of spending for any of the paths of good. So look how Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the righteous, the muttaqun, those individuals, نعم, that Allah Azza wa Jalla praises in these ayat. They believe in the unseen, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. They establish the prayer and they spend of that which we have provided them from their wealth. وَلَمْ يَذْكُرَ الْمُنْفَقْ عَلَيْهِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla did not mention what exactly is spent upon. Why? لِكَثْرَةِ أَسْبَابِهِ وَتَنَوَّعْ أَهْلِهِ. Because there are so many ways to spend money in good. And there are so many people that deserve it, different types of people. So it was not mentioned exactly what is spent upon. It just mentioned generally, and they spend from what we have provided them. Because there's so many ways to spend one's money in khair, in good. لِأَنَّ النَّفَقَ وَكَذَلِكَ وَلِأَنَّ النَّفَقَ مِنْ حَيْثُ هِيَ قُرْبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Because spending for Allah Azza wa Jalla is no doubt is a righteous deed that brings the servant closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's an act of devotion. However, notice وَأَتَى بِمِنْ أَدَّالَ عَلَى التَّبْعِيدِ لِيُنَبِّهُمْ أَنَّهُ لَمْ يُرِدْ مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا جُزْءًا يَسِيرًا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. And look at how Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned from their wealth, from what we have provided them. Why? To highlight for the servants, to the believing servants, that Allah Azza wa Jalla only wants the believers to spend part of their wealth. Not something that is harmful and not something that is difficult. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend from some of that which we have provided them. So مِنْ هِيَ لِلْتَبْعِيدِ. It means some. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla wants what? يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you, not difficulty. نعم. Highlighting, brothers and sisters, importance of what? Spending fi سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And then As-Sa'di said, because some people, they may think that if you spend, then you're benefiting only others. Rather, As-Sa'di said, بَلْ يَنْتَفِعُونَ هُمْ بِإِنْفَاقِهِ. The one who spends are the ones who benefit. The one who gives is the one who benefits. And likewise, their brothers benefit. Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't need our money. He doesn't need anything from us. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, لَنْ يَنَالُ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. That the flesh nor the blood of the animals that you sacrifice reaches Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What reaches Allah Azza wa Jalla? Huh? At-taqwa, meaning piety, ikhlas, sincerity. So Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't need that we spend anything. Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't need nothing from us, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But us spending is for our own benefit. And for the benefits of what? Of the servants. وَفِي قَوْلِهِ. And in the saying of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, رَزَقْنَاهُمْ إِشَارَ إِلَى أَنَّ هَذِي الْأَمْوَالِ الَّتِي بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ لَيْسَتْ حَاصِلَ بِقُوَّتِكُمْ وَمُلْكِكُمْ. When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, from what we have provided you, then this is pointing out, and this is highlighting an important point, that the wealth that you have in your own hands, you did not attain it through your strength or through your effort. And in reality, it doesn't even belong to you. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gave it to you. So how can you be stingy with it? And as Allah Azza wa Jalla gave it to you, Allah Azza wa Jalla can take it away from you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّمَا هِيَ رِزْقُ اللَّهِ. Rather, this is the sustenance of Allah, which Allah bestowed upon you and blessed you with. So like He blessed you with this wealth, and He elevated you among many from His servants, فَشْكُرُوهُ بِإِخْرَاجِ بَعْضِ مَا أَنْعَمَ بِهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Then show your thanks. How do you show your thanks? By taking some of that wealth. Na'am. By taking some of that wealth that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you with and spending it in good causes. Show your thanks. By taking some of that wealth and spending it, na'am, in ways that are pleasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then As-Sa'di said, and likewise, and bring comfort to your brothers who are destitute, na'am, and poor and do not have anything. And alhamdulillah, no doubt in this month, alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan, even more so, as we said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana ajwada al-nas, he was the most generous of the people and he was most generous in the month of Ramadan. Some of the salaf, they used to say, innama shuri'a al-siyam, fasting was legislated, liyadhuq al-ghani, ta'am al-faqir, that for the rich to taste the hunger of the poor. So no doubt in this month, alhamdulillah, it's encouraged for people, even more so in the month of Ramadan, to be generous, na'am, and to spend in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Na'am. So Sa'di then he said, وَكَثِيرْ مَا يَجْمَعْ تَعَالَى بَيْنَ الصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. Many times we find Allah Azza wa Jal mentioning prayer and zakat in the Qur'an. Many times we find Allah Azza wa Jal mentioning prayer and zakat together. Why is that? Sa'di explains, he said, لِأَنَّ الصَّلَاةِ مُتَضَمِّنَ لِلْإِخْلَاصِ لِلْمَعْبُودِ. Because prayer, it involves sincerely worshipping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It involves sincerely worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal alone. That's a salah. And likewise, zakat involves النَّفَقَ مُتَضَمِّنَ لِلْإِحْسَانِ عَلَىٰ عَبِيدِهِ. It involves being kind to his servants and showing them benevolence. So now prayer involves what? Sincerely worshipping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, al-ikhlas, alone without any partners. And giving charity or spending in the path of Allah involves kindness to His servants. Listen what he said next. As-Sa'di, he said, فَعُنْوَانُ سَعَادَةِ الْعَبْدِ إِخْلَاصُ لِلْمَعْبُودِ. Happiness of the servant revolves around what? Sincerely worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla alone, and likewise striving to benefit the creation. If somebody wants to be happy, Ibn al-Qayyim mentions that likewise. From the ways to achieve happiness is generosity. Ihsan is to be generous. Somebody who's stingy and miserly, you notice they're always miserable worrying about money, even though they have the richness of the world. Wal-iyadu billah. One of the ways of being happy is to be generous, is to spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And no doubt, those individuals that spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are the happiest of the people. Hum ashraha an-nas nufusa. Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned that from the ways to achieve happiness, spending, al-ihsan, charity. Happiness and it revolves around sincerely worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal alone without any partners and striving to benefit the creation. كما أن عنوان شقاوة العبد عدم هذين الأمرين منه. Likewise, misery of the servant, it revolves around these two things being absent. If these two things are absent, إخلاص للمعبود, sincerely worshiping Allah Azza wa Jalla alone, and likewise benefiting the creation, striving to benefit them, a person will be miserable and unhappy. A person will be miserable and unhappy. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. And those who believe in that which was revealed to you, وَهُوَ الْقُرْآنُ وَالسُنَّةِ. They believe in the Qur'an and they believe in the Sunnah. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah revealed to you the kitab and al-hikmah. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, أَجْمَعَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ مَنْ يُعْتَدْ يعني بِقَوْلِهِ. The scholars of Islam, they have unanimously agreed that whenever hikmah is mentioned with kitab, it's referring to the sunnah. هذا إجماع أهل العلم. That whenever hikmah is mentioned in the Quran along with the book, حكمة means sunnah. Hikmah, it means sunnah. So here, when Allah Azza wa Jalla says subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, وَأَنزَلُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and Allah revealed to you the kitab and al-hikmah, al-hikmah means sunnah. Al-Quran was sunnah. So from the sifat, the attributes of the muttaqoon is what? وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. They believe in what was revealed to you. And this is the Quran and the Sunnah. فَالْمُتَّقُونَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِجَمِيعِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَلَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بَيْنَ بَعْضِ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ فَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِهِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ إِمَّا بِجَحْدِهِ أَوْ تَأْوِيلِهِ. So the muttaqun, the pious, they do not believe in some whilst but disbelieving in other parts of what was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the attribute of the people of the book. They believe in some and they reject others, other parts. La, as for the people, the muttaqun, they believe in all of it. Naam, they do not deny it, nor do they falsely interpret it. Because As-Sa'di, he said, إِمَّا بِجَحْدِهِ أَوْ تَأْوِيلِهِ عَلَى غَيْرِ مُرَادِ اللَّهِ. Either by denying it, because believing in some of it, whilst disbelieving in other parts of it, that involves total denial and also false interpretation. Interpreting the book and the sunnah in a way other than the intent of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in a way other than the intent of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَمَا يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مَنْ يَفْعَلُهُ مِنَ الْمُبْتَدِعَ, as is practiced by the innovators. الَّذِينَ يُؤَوِّلُونَ النَّصُوصَ الدَّالَّ عَلَى خِلَافِ قَوْلِهِمْ بِمَا حَاصِلُهُ عَدْمَ التَّصْدِيقِ بِمَعْنَاهَا وَإِنْ صَدَّقُوا بِلَفْظِهَا فَلَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا إِيمَانًا حَقِيقِيًا. Because the innovators, they distort the text if it goes against their position. Ahlul Bid'ah, all of them, they make tahrif of the nusus if it goes against their stance and their position. All of them, every mubtadi, they try and misinterpret mada, the texts. And the result of this is what? Is that they do not believe in the meaning, even though they may believe in it in the wording. And ikhwan, the translation again, and I keep saying it, the translation of the tafsir of Al-Imam Al-Sa'di that is being sold is not a good and an accurate translation. It is not a good and accurate translation because in the translation of Al-Imam Al-Sa'di, the translation of the tafsir, which is in the big volume, I don't know who printed it or translated it, they've translated it as they verbally acknowledge these conventions. That's totally incorrect. Rather, Sa'di saying the innovators, even though they may believe in the wording of the text that they find in the Quran and the Sunnah, they disbelieve in the meaning because they distort it. That's what As-Sa'di is saying, rahimahullah ta'ala. So therefore, they do not believe in the text with true faith, meaning the mubtadi'ah. They do not believe in them with true faith. Even though they believe in the wording, they don't believe in the meaning. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And they believe in that which was revealed before you. And this involves belief in all of the previous books. And likewise, belief in the books, it necessitates belief in the messengers. Belief in the books of Allah necessitates belief in the messengers. وَبِمَا اشْتَمَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ, and also belief in everything that is present in these books. Specific, the Torah and the Injil and the Zabur. The Torah was given to who? What about the Injil? You sure? Are you positive?
Isa.
What about the Zabur?
Naam.
Specifically those three. وَهَذِي خَاسَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and this is one of the specific attributes of the believers, that they believe in all of the divine books of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they believe in all of the messengers, and they do not make any distinction between any of them. Alhamdulillah, Islam is the balanced religion. You have some religions, they deny some of the prophets. They deny some of the prophets. The Yahud, they deny Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yahud, they deny Isa and they say he's not a prophet. The Christians, they deny Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for Alhamdulillah, the Muslimun, we believe in all of the Anbiya, all of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the correct faith, without going to extremes and without falling short. The Christians, they believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that's batil min abtalil abatil. Rather, Jesus came with the same message as every one of the messengers, and no different. To worship Allah Azza wa Jalla alone and to shun all forms of polytheism, a shirk. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَبِالْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And the believers, these muttaqoon, they are certain about the hereafter. The akhirah, the hereafter, ismun lima yakunu ba'd al-maut, is a word to describe everything that takes place after death. So the pious people, they believe in everything that takes place after death. From the bliss and the punishment of the grave, na'am, to the resurrection and paradise and the hellfire and everything that transpires in the akhirah. So al-akhirah is what? Ismun lima yakun ba'd al-maut. Everything is a name to describe everything that occurs after death. وَخَسَّهُ بِالذِّكْرِ بَعْدُ الْعُمُومِ. Ikhwan, why did Allah Azza wa Jalla mention belief in the hereafter? Because isn't belief in the hereafter, isn't it part of belief in the unseen? Yes, why did Allah Azza wa Jalla single out belief in the hereafter? Why? That they have certainty in the hereafter. لِمَاذَا؟ لِأَنَّ الْإِيمَانِ بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ أَحَدُ أَرْكَانِ الْإِيمَانِ. Because belief in the last day is one of the pillars of Iman. وَلِأَنَّهُ أَعْظَمُ بَاعِثٍ عَلَى الرَّغْبَةِ وَالرَّهْبَةِ وَالْعَمَلِ. And because no doubt belief and having certainty in the last day, in the hereafter, is one of the greatest causes for a person to what? To have a desire for the akhirah, a desire for good, and to likewise have dread and fear, and to also to act. الرَّغْبَةِ وَالرَّهْبَةِ وَالْخُشُوعِ. And also وَالْيَقِينَ هو العلم التام. What's certainty? When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they are certain about the akhirah. What's the meaning of certainty? Certainty is العلم التام الذي ليس فيه أدنى شك الموجب للعمل. Certainty is complete knowledge which does not contain any doubt, but it also necessitates action. It involves action. So if somebody says, I'm certain of this, certainty is to have complete knowledge. It doesn't contain any doubt, but it necessitates action. It necessitates action. A person is certain that the fire is hot. Naam? So therefore, no one is stupid enough to put their hand in a burning flame of fire. Nobody is stupid to do that. So certainty, mother, is al-ilm al-tam, which necessitates actions. Then Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَىٰ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. These individuals who possess these praiseworthy qualities, they are upon guidance from their Lord. They are upon magnificent guidance. لِأَنَّ التَّنْكِيرِ لِلْتَعْظِيمِ. Because it was mentioned here in the indefinite form, Huda, guidance. And it wasn't specific. It wasn't in the definite form. وَأَيُّ هِدَايَةٍ أَعْظَمْ مِنْ تِلْكَ الصِّفَاتِ الْمَذْكُورَةِ الْمُتَدَمِّنَ لِلْعَقِيدَةِ الصَّحِيحَةِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ الْمُسْتَقِيمَةِ. And what guidance is greater than this correct belief that they possess, and also these upright actions that have been mentioned? What guidance is better than that? That these individuals, they've been guided to these things. There's no guidance greater than that. They have sound belief in all of these affairs, and also they have upright actions, righteous actions. So Sa'di said, what guidance is greater than these praiseworthy qualities that involves the correctness of one's belief and upright righteous actions? وَهَلِ الْهِدَايَ الْحَقِيقِيَّ إِلَّا هِدَايَتُهُمْ. And true guidance in reality is the guidance that these individuals are upon. وَمَا سِوَاهَا مِمَّا خَالَفَ فَوَالضَّلَالَ. And anything that opposes it is misguidance. وَأَتَى بِعَلَى. Why did Allah Azza wa Jalla say عَلَى؟ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Why did Allah Azza wa Jalla say عَلَى instead of فِي؟ Why? إحسان. Yeah, because you قرأت. نعم. Because عَلَى to indicate what? الدَّالَ عَلَى الْإِسْتِعْلَى. to be yani above something, to, because Allah shows a lofty station. These individuals, they are pan, meaning it's a lofty station. So that's why the word an, they are pan guidance, and not in was used. Naam, wa fi al-dalala, whereas when Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about misguidance, He uses the word fi, in misguidance. Why, Abdurrahim? Yes, why in? Because look, the one, ala, ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim. These individuals, meaning the muttaqoon who have all of these qualities that Allah Azawajal mentioned, they are lofty, in a lofty station, and they are upon guidance from their Lord. Whereas those who are in misguidance, they're in a lowly situation of humiliation. So that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He describes misguidance, He says in, to indicate their lowliness. To indicate what? Their lowliness. And then As-Sa'di mentions the ayahs, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَإِنَّا وَإِيَّاكُمْ لَعَلَى هُدَى أَوْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Naam, verily it is either us, or you were upon true guidance, or in misguidance. So here, look, Allah Azza wa Jalla used ala when talking about guidance, because upon guidance is a lofty position. It's a high position. Whereas misguidance is lowly, despicable, humiliation. So that is why the word in fi is utilized. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These people, the muttaqoon, who possess all of these qualities, alif lam mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This book of which there is no doubt is a guidance to the muttaqoon, the pious. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the qualities of the pious, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen, they establish the prayer, they give a zakat, they have certainty in the akhirah. These individuals, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, they are the successful. They are the successful, they are the prosperous. Al-falah, huwa al-fawz bil-matloob. What does success mean? Success is to attain one's goals. Wal-najat min al-marhoob, and to be safe and secure from that which is feared. Success, wa-ula'ika hum al-muflihoon, is to achieve what you desire, and to be safe and secure from what is feared and dreaded. حصل الفلاح فيهم لأنه لا سبيل إلى الفلاح إلا بسلوك سبيلهم. Allah Azza wa Jalla restricted success to them. Why? Because there's no way to success except by walking on their path. There's no way. There's no way to success except by walking on their path. That's why when somebody tries to take a shortcut, and that shortcut, it opposes the path of the prophets and the messengers. When that path opposes the path of the prophets and the messengers, the path of the muttaqoon, then as Al-Imam Al-Sa'di, he said, وَمَا عَدَى تِلْكَ السَّبِيلِ فَهِيَ السُّبَلَ الشَّقَاءُ وَالْهَلَاكِ. That which opposes this path, the path of the prophets and the messengers, the pious, is a path of misery and destruction and loss. التي تقضي بسالكها إلى الهلاك, which inevitably the one who walks upon another path is going to meet his destruction. فلهذا لما ذكر صفات المؤمنين حقا, and that is why when Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the attributes of the believers, the true believers, ذكر صفات الكفار المظهرين لكفرهم المعاندين للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla, after that, He goes on to mention the descriptions of the disbelievers who openly manifested their disbelief and showed their enmity and opposition to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is the Sabil al-Mu'mineen that when earlier was described for you. Sabil al-Mu'mineen, the path of the believers. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to describe for you Sabil al-Mujrimeen, the path of the criminals. طيب. And the most successful of the servants are those who know the path of the believers and the path of the criminals, so that they can walk upon the path of the believers and they can stay away from the path of the criminals. Because if you don't know the path of the criminals, سبيل المجرمين, then it's a danger that you may fall into some of that. It's a danger that you may fall into some of that. That's why Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, the happiest of the creation. Naam, the most successful of the creation is are those individuals, يَعْرِفُونَ سَبِيلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مُفَصَّلًا, they're familiar of the ways of the believers in detail, and they know the paths of the criminals in detail. As for those people, you have some people, they know the path of the believers, but they don't know the path of the criminals. وَهَؤُلَاء, there's a possibility they may fall into the path of the mujrimeen. You have some people, they go to extremes in knowing the path of the criminals, but they don't know the path of the believers. That's like somebody, he just learns about the deviant sects and the deviant creeds, but he doesn't know the creed of Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Haqq. That's a ghalat. Like what some of the people of the past, they fell into, who wrote books about Al-Milal wa-Nihal. Some of the people of knowledge, they were not versed in the aqeed of Ahlul Sunnah wa-Jama'ah, but they wrote books about Al-Milal wa-Nihal, the deviant sects, and the deviant groups of the past. But likewise, they fell into error when talking about these matters. Why? Because they didn't have complete knowledge of the path of the believers. And the greatest calamity, if somebody doesn't have knowledge of the path of the believers, nor does he have knowledge of the path of the criminals. Na'am. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he went on to mention, ماذا? The path of the kuffar, al-mu'anideen, those who openly manifested their disbelief and their opposition to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون.
خلاص إن شاء الله إخوان, we'll stop there بإذن الله تعالى with the brothers.